You're listening to Stock Car Radio. It's your turn to join in on the conversation. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Well, you're listening to Stock Car Radio, your source for all things motorsports, including a one-on-one interview with a guy who's going to do a one-on-one interview show called The Dave Despain Show. You know him from the Wind Tunnel. He did that for years, and now he's got his special one-on-one interviews with drivers and other personalities from across the diverse American racing landscape. My new friend, Dave Despain. Dave, thank you so much for being on the show with us.
My pleasure, Alan. This has been fun.
Yes, it has. It has. And I want to talk about a guy that I met at the Indy 500 a couple years ago, Forrest Lucas. He is the owner of MAV TV. And MAV TV is, you know how we were talking earlier in the show how you and I happened to be at the right place at the right time when somebody needed somebody to fill, you know, that unforgiving gap of, uh-oh, we don't have an expert, or, you know, we need somebody. Hey, how about you, kid? That's Forrest. When Speed decided, you know, and they decided over at Fox that they were going to do away with Speed, MAV TV was the right, he was the guy standing in the right place at the right time, don't you think?
I think so. And I think we'll see that pay off over the next, you know, some period of time, a couple of years, I would imagine. He's a fascinating character. I had never met him. I had interviewed him on Wind Tunnel. Felt that we made a bit of a connection, thought that we thought the same about things like grassroots racing. Didn't really know all the details of his story other than the homework that I'd done for that interview. So when Wind Tunnel went away, I called him and said, Forrest, I wonder if you believe that there is room on television for an in-depth racer interview show, because that's what I'd like to do. And long story short, he said there was. And his, you know, the people who run the network for him agreed, and so we made a deal. It was very, very easy to do.
You know what? Here's what you got to love about this guy, everybody. He is, Forrest Lucas is a truck driver, and he still looks, feels, sounds, acts like a hard-working, all-American truck driver that is, you know, had a lot of time following that white line down the road thinking about life, right?
You can relate to that, right?
Oh, because I was a truck driver for a while, and when I met him, I go, hey, by the way, I've got a CDL. He goes, really? And he shook my hand, and it's like, we're truck drivers, yay!
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Salt of the earth.
And, boy, I'll tell you.
And, you know, I mean, the story is legend. He had a little trucking company, had his own trucks. Wasn't happy with the lubricants that were available, thought he could do better. And then, you know, that's the phenomenal part of the story is just by dint of, you know, self-education and determination, figured out how to make lubricants that work really, really well. And now he's got 200 of them, and they sell them all over the world. And he's, got a blue $1 million. And,
yeah, right.
And what has never changed is his underlying love for racing. He's a race guy,
right.
And he figured out pretty early in the history of Lucas Oil that one way to promote the product was through racing. So he just put the Lucas name on a race car, little sprint car up in Michigan, I think it was, or Oklahoma. So I don't
right.
From there, built this empire, but never lost his enthusiasm for and passion about and ability to use racing to promote his product, witness MAV TV. So now this wonderful window of opportunity opens. Speed goes away. All the cable companies in America are looking for a racing network, and here comes MAV TV saying, hey, we got Dave Despain, we've got sprint cars, we got late models, we got boats, we got all this stuff. We'll be your racing network, and I think that's going to work. I hope so.
You know what? I got to think that at this point, he was so much the guy like you and me that was at the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. Anybody'd have to spend $1 jillion to catch up to where he's at right now. Because first of all, he's got Dave Despain now.
Well, I'll take that compliment.
There
you
go.
For that. But there's a huge difference between me and Forrest, between Forrest and I. Forrest and me. What is that grammatic?
It doesn't matter. Anyway, it don't matter, Dave.
Between the two of us,
right.
And that is that I got there by dumb luck, and he got there by being smart and working hard.
That ain't true. I'm sorry. I think you guys are both smart. All right, here's the deal. So the new show that is now on MAV-TV, MAV-TV.com, everybody check it out. 30-minute one-on-one programs. Your last one, or your first one was last night, Friday night. That was the debut of the Dave Despain Show. So moving forward, the difference between this show is going to be that you get this one-on-one time to dive deep with people. And do you get to be yourself? Do they hand you a script? How are you going to do this show?
I have a couple of researchers who do a tremendous job in gathering sort of all the background and the story you may not have heard or the hint of a story that you might want to chase after. And from that point on, it's all me. I mean, it's all mine. I write the questions. I literally write down every question, put them in the order that I think will make sense, immediately deviate from that order.
After
the first question.
Right.
But I got an idea where I'm going.
Right.
I know what I want to ask.
You have a format you're trying to follow.
Yeah. As far as being myself, sure, absolutely. I mean, and again, it's not about me. It's about the interviewee, but you asked. So one of the things, another way that I've been lucky, and I think you can kind of sum it up in two incidents. One was specific. Tim Richmond was coming back to NASCAR after NASCAR had learned that Tim had AIDS. But NASCAR did not want to tell the world that Tim had AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
NASCAR wanted another reason to get Tim out of the sport. And the reason became a drug test. And I said to the world that I thought if NASCAR wanted to be a big league sport, they needed to have a big league drug policy. And that did not sit well in Daytona.
Mm.
And the people down there tried to get me bounced out of my job.
Wow.
And to his everlasting credit, my dear departed friend Fred Reinstein and Ken Squire, the aforementioned, stood their ground and said, no, we're not going to fire him. And so, and that was in the 80s. I mean, that was in the Tim Richmond
era. Ooh,
so,
yeah.
Having survived one France family assault on my job, lo and behold, however many years later, wind tunnels rocking along about 5 years in, and another member of the France family decides that Speed would be better off without me, or at least without me talking about NASCAR.
Oh, my.
And to his enduring credit, Hunter Nickel, then president of the network, said, we're not going to fire Dave, and we're not going to tell Dave not to talk about NASCAR.
You guys are just
going to have to suck it up. So hats off to those two people. They allowed me to be myself. And, I mean, I'm not picking on NASCAR. I just tried to tell the truth about NASCAR the way I saw it, and NASCAR just happens to be particularly sensitive.
Well, you know what it is, Dave, is no matter what, we're in the business of show business. And it is business, ain't it?
Exactly.
So
I'm happy to have survived.
That's right. All right, we're going to take a break. Along the way, I'm going to ask you at some point, who is your hero? Who is Dave Despain's hero? Everybody's special guest, Dave Despain, his new show, The Dave Despain Show, on MAV-TV on Friday nights. Right, Dave? We're going to take a little break. Stay with us, everybody. Your duty sweet and your mind good. You're listening to Stock Car Radio, presented by Bridgestone. And Bridgestone is passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most.